الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Presently, all of us who are sitting here, each one of us, we have people in our family, our close people, our neighbors, close people who are ill, who are very ill also. We have all got people who have left us, and this is a thing at the moment which is carrying on. So there are two great ibadats in Islam which are all the time, and at this time they are more highlighted, they are more particular. One is Bimar Pursi, to go and visit the sick people and to console them, to encourage them, etc. And the other is Taziyat, when somebody has passed away, to go and visit those people and give them consolence and give them encouragement, give them hope, etc. So these are two very great ibadahs. And Islam, Qurban Jai, what a deen Allah Ta'ala has given us. Everything which was really, it was like for every human. If somebody is ill, go and visit the person. Somebody has passed away, go and pass condolences to that person. But Allah made it for us deen. All this, it is deen. It isn't just a social thing, a thing of society, a thing because of family structures. But Allah made it deen for us. One thing in that also, what we learn, we try and share, and inshallah we all can benefit. We learn that the great buzurgs, even the sleeping, normally we take that sleeping, you are not getting sawab, you are not committing guna, you are just sleeping. But our whole sleep we can make ibadat, and very great ibadat also. Right? And about average one third of a person's life goes in sleeping. But that one third, we can make it so profitable for us. So one great Yemeni sheikh of the past, he said that I hope from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that I get the same sawab in my sleeping as I get in my tahajjud, as I get in my fajr, my farad, and all my other ibadat. And the simple way which our buzurgs teach us, when we sleep, just make this niyat, yeah, I'm sleeping, that وَلِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٌّ. Your body has got a right on you. We get tired, exhausted. So Allah made the system like that. I'm sleeping to rejuvenate, to get fresh. And why? To make your ibadat again. I'm going to get up. Allah give tawfiq of tahajjud in order to make my tahajjud, in order to make my du'as and do it fresh and that. Or at least for fajr I'm going to get up to fulfill the your duty. And I'll read my fajr also being properly awake and with nishat. with an open heart and an open mind. So just by making that niyat, the whole night's sleep is ibadat also. And the ibadat of making that faraz ada. The ibadat, we may sleep, that I want to, O Allah, to make your ibadat. I'm sleeping, O Allah, that I will serve Deen. Whether it is through knowledge, whether it is through calling people towards Deen. And these are the great ibadats by which Deen becomes alive. That is the greatest. Our own ibadat, alhamdulillah, very great. But that ibadat by which Deen becomes alive, reality of Deen comes into people, how great is not that ibadat? So we make that niyyah. When we are eating, sit down, and there are so many muraqabas, we don't want to go into all of them, but one of them at least, I'm eating, it's your command, kulu washrabu, wala tusrifu, to eat. And the minute we will do it as ibadat, then inshallah, just carry on doing it, even just like habit, but the reality will come, just keep on doing it, that I'm eating, oh ya Allah, as fulfilling your command. So I'm not just eating because of desire or because of a need. I'm hungry, that's why I'm eating, or I have a desire to eat, or it's time to eat, so we're eating. No, I'm eating so that because it's your command to eat. So it's an ibadah. So you change that whole normal customary thing into an ibadah. And any ibadah, making salah is an ibadah. Going for hajj, umrah, zakat, all these, you change that eating now into an ibadah. So how great now. And then again, with that, ya Allah, all the strength that I'm going to gain, I'm going to use it in your pleasure. And, oh Allah, give me the tawfiq to use it in your greatest pleasure. Many things please Allah Ta'ala. And to the greatest thing that pleases Allah, ya Allah, let me use it in that. And that is the effort of Deen, to make Deen come alive. Oh Allah, give me that tawfiq. So it will become, so even visiting the sick people, people who are bereaved, people who are ill, people who have lost dear and close ones, and we all have lost. So to console them, that also will become a great ibadah. Such a great ibadah to go and visit sick people. One time, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was in Azadville, and one alim was ill, heart problems he had. So they told Hazrat Mufti Sahib, so we decided to go and visit him. So Hazrat mentioned on the way that to go and visit an ill person, when you go and visit him, 70,000 farishtas make dua for you. Till if you went in the day, till the sunset. And if you went at night, the whole night till the sun rises. So we went to see. So what an ibadat. It's not only an ibadat in Islam, but what an ibadat. 70,000 malaika making dua for you now. And so many other virtues of going to visit the sick people. So Allah, give us tawfiq at this time. Then there are a lot of adab and etiquette. Allah reward the ulama. MashaAllah, they have done what service of deen. That when going to visit, just a few that come to mind, for example, go at a time which is suitable. Don't go and inconvenience the person, especially if it's a sick person. He has to take medication perhaps. Perhaps he needs some massaging. Perhaps he needs some other treatment. So try and find out. And don't go at such a time that you inconvenience the person. So try and go at such a time. Don't sit too long also. That is also very important. It comes that you should go and just for a little while. And also, moreover, those people should go that where that person will be pleased with them. That he first. And this is almost more than half the person's cure. Visiting a sick person is a great cure for that person. He feels happy. He feels comforted. He feels people want him. People need him. And that makes him feel very, very good. So we should go. And then when we should speak to him, also we should speak things of encouragement. That Allah Ta'ala is raising your stages. Allah Ta'ala giving you high, high stages. Make sabr. The little sabr here. You are in little bit difficulty, but what you're going to get from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And have ummeed, hope in Allah. This is just a temporary thing. Soon you're going to be out of it. And then again, Allah will use you for deen. You'll be going to the masjid. Perhaps in an alim, you'll be teaching again. You'll be doing the work of deen again. So in this way, encourage the person. And all this, this, we need it all for ourselves also now. So we should encourage our people, not make people feel despondent. Today, unfortunately, one of the major ploys which Shaitan is using is to put fear in the people, make them despondent, lose hope. Our deen is positive. Even if you know, like the person is like on the last lap, what we say, a deen has taught us that give him hope, even in that condition. Allah is there. And give him great hope all the time. For the family people, give them also. You people getting what great reward. You are serving this ill person. Your old mother, your old father, the little baby, whoever it is. What rewards you are getting from Allah. For doing this service, you are being rewarded tremendously by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali at one time mentioned that a person now, husband and wife, they become like age, and now they decide, now we are like retired now, so we're going to get up for tahajjud, we will make ibadat right through till ishraq, then we will take some rest, we'll get up, chashd we'll make till zuhar, we'll take a little rest, have lunch and little rest, from asr till isha again we will make ibadat. But one of the two became paralyzed, got a stroke or something, so Hazrat says, now making khidmat of that person, all your tahajjud sawab is in that khidmat now. All your ishraq namazis and all your wazifas, all that sawab is in making khidmat of that person now. So like that, wow, what a deen. Allah give us tawfiq. Let us not move away from our deen. All the other things which people are bringing in other forms, it is of despondency, it is of animalism, it is completely useless. A perfect deen. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. What Allah has given us. This great deen, this great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we should encourage the person all the time. We shouldn't go and speak things, and also we should speak things of him that in a nice suitable way that he prepares for akhirah. Today we are speaking this doctor, that medicine, all the time just that. But the fikr of akhirah, that this is now, we should also prepare for our akhirah. Allah, that now we make tawbah, istighfar. This is the time really, and du'as of the sick person are accepted, make lot tawbah, istighfar, and where we give encouragement, but we also that prepare for your eternal journey also. Today, otherwise generally, that only about dunya we are talking. And many a person who wasn't close to deen is just worried, what will happen to my shop? Who's going to look after my shop? Who's going to look after my business? All my other things. So we tell the person about akhirah. Get prepared also. Make tawbah istighfar while you are ill. As much as you can, make tawbah istighfar. And in that also, that we try and set right all our matters also. Especially today, inheritance has become a major issue where it's not being distributed properly. It's not being distributed on time. And mashallah, there are those people now, Allah so lot further. One person who passed away recently, not an alim also, he just had one baki and that also got stolen just before he passed away. He had nothing when he passed away. One other person, also not an alim, even his kurtas he gave away to his grandchild. And he had nothing whatsoever. And everything was sorted out. We also should see our things, are they done, are they in order or not. And maut can come to anyone. And to keep your wealth, an Islamic world is not that we say so much for the wife, so much for the daughter, husband or anyone else. If the Islamic world is what we are owing people, what people are owing us. Any namazes that we haven't performed, if we haven't done any qurbanis, etc., any mannats we made, we didn't fulfill, to write out all that. So we should try and correct all that. But today, generally also, one person, very long ago, he passed away, he was ill, quite ill at the end, and big problems afterwards with regard to the inheritance. Because where he wanted his wife to look after him, so he should tell his wife, don't worry, the house, I've left it to you. Which is again Sharia also. The son, he wanted the son also to serve him, to look after him. So when the son is there, he said, the house, I've left it for you. So after he passed through, you can imagine between mother and son, where both were so close to one another, helping to look after the father. And it also comes in the Hadith Sharif, many a person is a very righteous, pious person, but at the end, he does his inheritance, he does something wrong, he upside down. He does it against Sharia, and there he goes as a loser. Allah protect us all. So for all this, let us go and speak about deen at that time. When we go and visit sick people, talk about deen becoming alive in our lives, and how we can encourage people to go more on deen and prepare for the akhirat. There is much more, but then on the other side, we are losing also many people who are passing away, who are going really in the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, and looks like Allah Ta'ala has thrown His doors of mercy wide open. Just little inclination towards deen, and Allah is taking people, Allahu Akbar, what Mubarak more. So when we go and visit people, and at the moment also, we pass our condolences to those people. So when we go, today, when a sick person also, we get news of it, a person who has passed away, unfortunately, for most of us, it is just a news item. We don't do anything. We don't even make one dua for the sick person. We got the news that the person is very sick, and so and so is very, very sick. He's on the ventilator or whatever else, and nothing more but to make dua for that person. And they are so just simple duas, Allah give him shifa. But that also doesn't come to our mind. And Allah make it easy for him, make it easy for his family. Somebody has passed away, that's also just a news item. The minimum, read three times, Qul huwa Allah. If that is also too long and too much for us, read just La ilaha illallah. The value of La ilaha illallah, we cannot imagine. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Astaghfirullah. This year alone, what the rewards are. So read that, pass the sawab to the person. That is what is going to help that person. So first of all, we say that Allah, the person who has passed away, Allah make his maghfirah. Allah Ta'ala grant him the highest stages. Allah increase his stages all the time. And in that also, more da'wat of deen. Allah make all the whole family pious, his children. In many cases, they are pious. They are ulama, they are hafiz. All the sawab is going to marhum also. Whatever namazes you people are going to make, that sawab is going to marhum also. And you make the niyat and you make isali sawab for him, his stage is going to be going higher and higher all the time. So we should encourage in that way also. And give them, and also to realize that it's not just the end of life, it's really the beginning of life. When maut comes, many of us take us, it's the end of life. It's really the beginning of the real life. This was a temporary life. Just the quality of this life, the quantity of this life was really nothing. And those buzurgs, may Allah make us also get some idea that this dunya is nothing to hanker about, nothing to go after about. The dunya has got really nothing. It's just a dream and a false dream also. There is no reality in this dunya. The real life is the life of the akhirat. So at that time when we are passing our condolences to tell the family people also, make them also understand we all have to prepare for that life. So that Allah gives him, Allah makes his maghfirat, Allah raises his stages, and Allah continuously raises the stages of the person. And for the people who are left behind, Allah grants them sabre jameel. Not only sabr, but sabre jameel. Sabr in which we don't complain anything. Sabr to that extent in our mind also, that why did Allah take a young mother away who had four or five young children, small children? Why did Allah take the father away who was the breadwinner of the family, and the wife was so also, she was very ill, small children, and but that we to give them this, that we all accept what Allah Ta'ala, sabre jameel, accept it wholeheartedly, that what Allah has decreed, and where can our mind ever go to where reality is and what the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Just to give us an idea, a short little incident which we have heard many times, and it's a thing that we like We take it for granted, or we perhaps laugh a little bit at it, but they are great lessons of that king who used to love to go for his hunting. Hunting was his hobby, and he used to go with his chief minister, who was very close to him. On one such journey, just as they started the journey, the king got hurt. He cut by his thumb or something, and just when you get hurt, it pains, and it burns also a lot. And the minister had the habit of saying, for everything, jo Allah karta, so achha karta. Whatever Allah does, al khair fi ma waqa'a, is good what happened. So he got very cross. It's paining me. I got hurt, and he say it's good that happened. So the king thinks like a king. He ordered that he must be put in jail for 3 days. Again, the minister had the habit, whatever Allah does is for good. This is also, so anyway, he went, the king carried on. As he went on, he went out of his borders. He came to a place where they used to eat human beings alive. Cannibals who used to eat human beings, they caught the king and they were going to eat him now. But they also had some masalas with, like we got for Qurbani, that the animal mustn't be crippled, etc. The tail mustn't be cut, mustn't be blind or whatever else. So they checked up, they saw this one cut. So he's not good for Qurbani. Then he realized, one little cut, my whole life got saved. Okay? If that cut was not there, they should have eaten. So very happily he came and he took out the minister from jail, a red carpet treatment, and he told him that, now I understand what you told. But what was good of you going into jail? That also you said that whatever Allah does, He does for the best. He said, King, you know that we never separate from one another. We are always together. When they caught you, they would have caught me also. You would have got saved because of that one cut. But on my body, I got no defect whatsoever. They should have eaten me up. I stayed 3 days in jail, and my life got saved. My whole life. So what Allah is doing, we can't understand the system of Allah. Presently also to us, it looks like Allah forgive us. We must never think that it's a great injustice. Things are being done haphazardly, wrong. Allah knows His system. And Allah's system, we can never, even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's knowledge cannot reach that knowledge which Allah Ta'ala has taught. So we must console the person, the bereaved, the house people also, make sabri jameel. Encourage them to make isale sawab. That keep on reading. For example, Quran Sharif is the best. And ulama have written the best sawab to pass to the marhumin is monetary, spending money. That is the best. So spend money, give away in charity for the poor, for the needy, wherever we can. And the sawab of it, we pass on to our marhumin. And yeah, also, Allah is so gracious. Allah Ta'ala is so, Allah is so big. Allah's system is so big. As many people as we want to, we can make niyyah for. And each one will get the full amount. Allah won't divide it. Allah will give every person, and yours will remain by you. And if you read, etc., as the children, etc., that sawab also reaches. But if we make the niyyat, we get the additional sawab of being good, obedient children, that we have sent the sawab. And they get the sawab, and as many people as they are, sometimes send exclusively also. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that for our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not in need of anything from our side. At least when Allah wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak, and his position by Allah, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. What is ours? But we must, our feeling, our attachment, and we just send also out of love for our Nabi and for our parents, for everyone. And they all get it and they appreciate it. So monetary spending is the best. Otherwise, Quran Sharif also we read, and try and read as much as possible. Usually when there is a mayyat in the house, people make khatams after khatams. Very good, but we should try and carry on. The minimum 3 quls every day, at least for our marhumin, for our parents, for all the marhumin, we should try and send the sawab. What is also very effective is 70,000 times la ilaha illallah. The kalima, this is ghufira liman qal wa liman qil. The person who reads it, he is also forgiven by Allah. And for whom you read it, who you pass the sawabs to, they are also forgiven. And mashallah, what great mubasharat came for this year, for this people who read this. So, and anything else also, third kalima, durood sharif, istighfar, whatever good we can do, we should try and do. And in there also, take the advice of the ulama. Sometimes we fall into some bid'at and innovations also at such occasions. And we do things that we should not be doing. So let us do it in the correct way and learn from the ulama. So we encourage everyone that make his salih sawab, pass the sawab to the marhum, etc. So we encourage that. The other also, that we all must prepare, he has passed away, she has passed away, we are all on the same road. And when are we reaching our destination? Nobody knows. Somebody's end of the life is after 5 kilometers, so to say, somebody at 10, somebody at 200, whatever it is, we are also moving. Somebody at the age of 12 passes away, somebody 25, somebody 85, Allah Ta'ala, but we have to prepare. In that preparation, let us see, correct our iman, our connection with Allah Ta'ala, which is the most important. For that, go in jamaat, attend programs of the ulama, read kitabs about imaniyat, the reality of iman. Today this is also a thing that we are becoming very weak on. And iman on the power of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, Allah the absolute and supreme authority. Everything is only in the hands of Allah. Iman on akhirah. Our yaqeen, more than we should have yaqeen of dunya, we should have yaqeen of akhirah. More than I've got, I'm going home after maghrib, I'll have supper. More than that, we should have yaqeen, I'm going in the qabr. And there will be sawal jawab, questioning in the qabr, the life of the qabr, the life on the day of qiyamah. More than I've got yaqeen that tomorrow I'll go and open my shop, tomorrow I'll go and do my shopping. More than that, my yaqeen, I'm going to be answerable in the qabr, etc. And when we make dua, Allah make fadal, without hisab kitab, He lets us pass there, He makes that life very easy, but that yaqeen of the akhirah. And then, very, very important on taqdeer, that what Allah has written, that if that is written final. Taqdeer, if medicine, if the virus is written for me, no matter what I do, it's going to come to me. If it's not written for me, no matter what I don't do, it's not going to come. It is in the hands of Allah. That full taqdeer. Tadbeer, taking our precautions, means all that is, but taqdeer supersedes that also. Supersedes all our planning also, what Allah Ta'ala has written. So have, and give everyone, work on everyone, that we all must have that firm yaqeen. So encourage the people, preparation of akhirah. Then check our amal, our namazes. We got qaza namazes. Encourage everyone to start making their qaza namazes. For one namaz that we must, if Allah takes us for task for one namaz, the punishment is so severe. And how many other wrong things of ours? Perhaps we broke rozas when we were young. We were at school, we were at college, and we took deen like lightly, and we just broke a faraz roza also. And so all that we should try and see, correct that also. And then the inheritance to try and sort it out. This is very, very important, the inheritance. And also if we are in company, brothers, whoever, friends, we have got a partnership, if we are dissolving it, try and keep our hearts really big. Don't look at the small petty gains of that moment there. Keep our hearts big and try and forgive. Overlook. And then see the great peace of mind which no money can buy, which will come to you in your life. Besides that, the barakat Allah Ta'ala will give, the goodness that will come to you, your children. Otherwise, you can be the wealthiest person. One Mufti Sahib explained, a person who owned properties in the North Coast, Durban. From Durban till where, till which town, every town, what properties he has. But because of his wrongdoings, he phoned Mufti Sahib and he told him, in those days, no cell phone. He said, this is my last 2 rand I'm using in a public phone. Yeah. And to phone you, and now I've got, what problems I've got. Give me time to meet you. This is my last 2 rand I got. A man who had properties in every town. And what properties. So correct our matters. Let us say this is the time that we take lesson. But at this time here, unfortunately, we are going for our holidays unabated. We are doing things still, just carrying on, wasting our money. When besides our deen also, from a dunya's perspective also, when things are so critical, and a person still thinks of holidays, and what holidays, the amount of money that is being spent, and the poor, the people who are in need at this time to spend money there. So to encourage people to correct our lives, that we also going, let us get prepared. And we give them examples of this person who passed away, that person, what a good mort he got, how he corrected his life, how Allah made fazal, what wonderful mort the person got, and how he is gone, and the life of the akhirat, of eternity, forever and ever. So we try and encourage them on that also to prepare for that life, and we correct all our matters. So in all these things, it is very, very essential that we pass our condolences. We visit the sick also, encourage them also. And this is such a thing. There was a Muslim man who was ill in hospital. It wasn't all this COVID business. And visiting hours, lot of people came and visit him. After they went away, after the visiting hours, his friend, a non-Muslim who was next to him, he asked him, who are all these people? So big family you got. He said, not my family also, friends also. Why they all came? Who are you? Such a big VIP. I'm an ordinary person. But our deen teaches us that you must go and visit the sick. Our religion teaches us that you must go there, encourage the person. So he says, it was so nice just to see them all coming. Can't I also become a Muslim? He said, yes, you also can become. Read Kalima. So he didn't know. He told him Kalima. And as a non-Muslim, for him to read Kalima was difficult. Trying. And when he got it right, there he passed away. So this visiting the sick, there is great, great goodness in it. For us also, for the person also, the people who are, somebody has passed away, visit the bereaved also, the sick people, the family people, and encourage them on good things also. There is an occasion when hearts are soft. Dawat can be given. There are small children, make the child happy. He will become a great investment and asset for his father, for his mother. They are gone, they were not hafiz, but he will become a hafiz, becomes an alim, and he will open up a Darul Uloom, and so many other hafiz he will make, as if all that sawab will go for your marhum papa, your marhum ma, they will get all that sawab. This is the real investment. So this is an occasion for all of that also. So Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us not be negative, let us not become despondent, but this is an occasion to look at Allah's mercy and go closer towards Allah Ta'ala, and try and encourage everyone to go more closer towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, and this little while that we have got of this dunya, to make it valuable for the eternal, everlasting life of the akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.